All right, friends. Let's talk about TikTok. If you're listening to this and are like, who the hell is this? Hi, I'm Betty LaFlame. I've made some mediocre content for GWA, and you can mostly find me being a simp in the comments for men with deep voices. I'm making this audio because I thought that maybe people wouldn't really understand what was going on, or why, or even how TikTok really works in general. Since I'm pretty familiar with both GWA and TikTok, I thought that I might have at least a perspective and can hopefully give some insight. I've been on the internet pretty much the entire time I've been socially conscious. In fact, I would probably cite the internet as the catalyst for making me thus. You know, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Reddit, YouTube, Vine, AO3, you know, fanfiction.net, iFunny, 9gag, and TikTok. As the great philosophers, the Beach Boys, once said, I get around, you know. Which means I've seen a lot of online drama, both as a minor and as an adult. And so I'm here to tell you that TikTok is functionally not any different than any other social media platform. I know it's a bit of a buzzword right now because the Chinese are taking our data. Meanwhile, Facebook is literally swaying US elections, but whatever. You follow people and topics, and it's curated for you on the homepage, just like Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Reddit. Before we get into the why, we need to talk about the what. So TikTok is a short-form video sharing app, relatively short-form that is, compared to YouTube or Twitch. It's conceptually very similar to Vine. The videos are a minute or less and range from recipes to dances to rants to pretty much anything you can cram into 1 minute, except porn, but we'll get to that in a second. The other two things that really distinguish TikTok that pertain to the current situation that I'm talking about are how the homepage, which is called the For You page, is curated, as well as the relationship to audio with the app. So firstly, the For You page's algorithm is similar to the YouTube algorithm. If you know anything about that, it will lift up and support content that is deemed quote-unquote desirable, and then suppress and push down content that is the opposite, that is undesirable. But what really sets apart the TikTok algorithm from the YouTube algorithm is just how curated it is, how accurate it can be in regards to what content it shows you and what you like. For instance, I always joke that the people who do the Spotify Discover Weekly like playlists need to get in the same room with the people who do the TikTok algorithm, because I have found more music through TikTok than I ever have through this playlist that's supposed to show me new music. And like, there's this constant running joke where they'll say like, wow, when they say For You, they really mean it, because of just how like tailored and curated it can be. Like, this thing knows how long you've been watching something, whether you give it a like or not, if you comment, if you share, if you follow the person, and it shows you stuff you like based on that. You end up creating this bubble of content for yourself, of things that you might enjoy. As a side note, that's where the idea of sides of TikTok comes from. It means, you know, the videos some people create slash see are being shown to groups of people with similar bubbles. So the other distinguishing thing that I want to talk about is the relationship to sounds on TikTok. So because TikTok is a visual slash auditory medium, it likes to, you know, push the boundaries of that and, you know, use everything to its advantage, much the same way YouTube does. So, you know, people will react and mix and share different videos and sounds. But what really distinguishes TikTok is that people can make several videos using the same audio. So, for instance, say Cardi B uploads 60 seconds of her WAP music video, she will automatically create a sound when she does that, and then people can watch the video and then use that WAP sound to make their own videos. And then other people can watch those videos and see every single video that was made with that sound. And if you're a memester, you're probably like, wow, that sounds like endless meme potential. And you're right, because after all, a meme is just a recurring joke on the internet. So if you're able to make a funny audio, people can use it, people can look at all of them. It creates this very unique relationship with audio, unlike that of YouTube or Twitch. So why are we talking about this? Why does this matter? You've been going on for like ever, what's going on? Well, if you haven't heard, certain GWA performers, who shall remain nameless, have had their content shared on TikTok. And this is very problematic. Firstly, I would like to mention, because it means their content is being shared without permission in a way that they can't control, which is grossly disrespectful. The big issue is, however, that TikTok's demographic is primarily minors. I would like to say that there are a lot of adults on there now. As of recording, I follow close to 4,000 people, most of whom are adults. That doesn't really make the situation any better, but bears mentioning. So now that we've, you know, explained what TikTok is and what the issue is, I think it makes sense why this happened. You know, TikTok's unique culture with sounds and curation means that people can easily react and share sounds, and those videos will reach more and more people with similar interests to those people, meaning more people will react and share it, and it creates this whole cycle. And, you know, this is kind of just a example of, you know, Rule 43 run amok. Like, you know, horny people gonna horny. Obviously, TikTok would not let, like, literal pornos on their app. They do censor certain words. Like, you can't say cock or vagina or sex on TikTok, but, like, sexy moaning, euphemisms, dirty talk? That's not as easily detectable. So through this method of selective censorship, combined with the culture of the app, makes audio porn a prime target for virility. Virility? Virality? For being popular. So, what do we do? Well, really just what we've been doing. Making it clear that this is an adult community with adult performers. I was personally pretty lackadaisical about putting the disclaimer on my content. Like, I'd put it on the paste bin, but not on the post, you know? But after all this, all my posts say this is an 18 plus fantasy created by an adult for adults. I've made all my Soundgasm posts private so I can better control who has the links. And I know that no one is coming for my content. You know, 16-year-olds are not logging onto reddit.edu to share my monotonous Midwestern drawl on TikTok, unless it's to be like, you know, get a load of this bitch, she thinks she's being sexy. But, you know, I'll do my part, and that's what I can do. And I'm making this audio so that people can better understand it, hopefully. You know, the ones who actually have lives and don't just sit around their house in pajamas with their faces glued to their phones. God. Wish I could be part of that world. And you know, likely this trend will die out on its own and be replaced with something else. It's the internet. So, you know, a day is like a year, a week is like a decade, and a month may as well be a century. I haven't seen as many videos about it in the past few days, even though I've been actively looking for them to understand what was happening better. That doesn't mean that GWA content won't still get shared or consumed by minors. If they want to find porn, they will. You know, God knows I did. So, to wrap up, I'd just like to say that if you're a minor and you're still listening to this, thank you. And I know it probably feels like you listening and sharing and talking to your friends about this doesn't really mean anything. Like, you know, the snowflake never has to feel responsible for the blizzard. And in a way, you know, you're right. But it's not really about personal responsibility. Neither TikTok nor Reddit wants to be responsible for providing porn to minors. And I don't know if you know about the Tumblr sex ban due to COPPA, but that has been a net negative for sex workers and victims of abuse, and I'd hate to see something similar to happen on either platform. Also, the creators whose content you're sharing are some of the most popular and best here, in my opinion, and I would hate to see them go over this, but this isn't something that you want to mess with. And they have lives outside of Reddit. They don't make content with you in mind. And I think I speak for the whole community when I say it isn't that we want to alienate you, or even to patronize you. But age really does bring some perspective. So that's it. Thank you for listening all the way through. I'd be interested to see what you guys have to say in the comments. I don't plan on ever doing something like this again. It's just a very specific scenario where I feel people could benefit from my two cents. But, you know, I'm always on some kind of bullshit, so if you would like to hear me rant about literally anything else, my DMs are always open. I would like to end by saying, if you really liked this audio, please don't give it any awards. Instead, donate to the Louisville Community Bail Fund to support the protesters. The link is in the post. You know, Black Lives Matter. I hope you guys are doing well, staying safe, wearing your mask, drinking water. You know, take your pills, call your grandmother, and don't steal from local stores. All right. Have a nice day, you guys.